And notice what it says, that if thou shalt confess, we're moving on, with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart, that God has what? Raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Didn't say might, didn't say you would be coming, or you might come one day. It said you shall be. Once you do it, you shall be saved. For with the heart, man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. This is how we get off the negative side. When we were lost, we were separated from God. And once we believe with our heart and confess with our mouth, we become someone else. We become a new creature. Notice, hallelujah, it says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man be, any person be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Ephesians 2:10 says, for we are his what? Workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto good work, which God hath before ordained that we should do what? Walk in them. So we should be ever confessing, I'm a new creature. I've been created for good works. And that's what I walk in. 1 John 4:4 says, you are of God, little children, and what? Let me go back and do that again. You of God, little children, have overcome them. Why? Because greater is he that's in you than he that is in the world. Say, the greater one is in me. Hallelujah. And you should be ever confessing, the greater one is on the inside of me. I cannot be overcome. I cannot be defeated. And I will not quit. Hallelujah. Philippians 4:13 says what? I can do all things. How many things? I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. I'm never void of strength and ability. Hello? Because Christ lives where? In me. And he is my strength. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So when pressure, test, trial, temptation, opposition come, frame your world with the word of God. So when the big bad wolf come, hallelujah, he can huff and he can puff, but your house will stand. Because it's built on what? On a solid rock. And the word and God and Matthew tell us that rock is Jesus. Amen. So 1 Corinthians 2:16 said, for who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. That's why you hear people saying, I'm just losing my mind. I don't know what I'm going to do. I lost mine. And I found out I have the mind of Christ. Amen. Glory to God. Because I do have his mind, he left me his mind. Hallelujah. And I think like him. Glory to God. John 10, where am I? Hallelujah. John 14:27 is what I want. Thank you, Jesus. John 14:27. Peace I leave with you, and my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not, what? Let not your heart be troubled. Neither what? Why should I not let my heart be troubled? Because there's nothing out there can change what God has done in my heart. He's given me life eternal. And life, hello, has triumphed over death. So trouble come, I need not to be moved by trouble. Because the trouble is coming has already been dealt with by Jesus. And I frame my world and I frame my life to be secured in the Word of God. Hallelujah. No matter about the storms of life raging, troubles and sorrow trying to come in and change who I am and what God has said, it's just like darkness trying to make light go out. Hallelujah. You ever notice that darkness can't come until light leave? Hallelujah. So I have peace that God will do. We just read it. That's why we confess. I have peace that no matter what it is, my God supplies what? All of my need. Glory to God. I don't have to be upset. I don't have to be worried. I don't even have to try to figure out. All I got to do is find out what he said and do it. Hallelujah. Therefore, he will see me through. Hallelujah. Thank you. Romans 8:35, moving right along. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? Shall those things separate you and me? Nay. And all these things, we are more than conquerors. How many things? And all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that what? Loved us. Hallelujah. John 10:28-29, we're talking about building our world, framing it with the word of God, that we live in a house where there's all good and no bad, all success and no failure. Hallelujah. And I give unto you eternal life. See, I'm not concerned about dying. Death has been conquered. I can't die. I'm going to say it again. I know we're going to die physically, so we're going to die spirit and soul, going to leave this body, but as far as dying spiritual, I can't be separated from him. Ooh, hallelujah.